Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, August 22nd, 2007, is about the team's excellent effort against the Seattle Seahawks, some surprising and not-so-surprising roster moves, as well as a look at tomorrow night's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thanks for finding us. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
It was much better this past week, but I don't want people to jump the gun just yet. You know, we played well on both sides of the ball. Special teams played well, but it is preseason.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to the third episode of Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today we're going to revisit the complete annihilation of the Seattle Seahawks. We'll examine the team's roster moves this week. And of course, we'll preview tomorrow night's game. So let's get started.
And what better place to start than the annihilation of the Seattle Seahawks? What a game.
I got to see the third and fourth quarter. It was very nice. Charles Peppra.
Peppra.
I got to see him steal the ball from someone. That was very nice.
He was great, right? And how about Jared Bush? He looked good,
too. Yeah, how about Paul Thompson? He looked pretty good except for the two picks
he
had in the end zone.
I blogged about how much I really wanted to see this kid. And
I still like him, though.
I like him.
And I know we have our dithers about whether you should keep three quarterbacks or two quarterbacks. You're going to keep with tradition since 1991, you're going to keep three quarterbacks.
I'm not about keeping tradition for tradition's sake.
I know, it's true.
Getting our team
but
better.
But guys that are smarter than us know that you need to keep three quarterbacks.
Guys that are smarter than us, like, say, Bill Polian, general manager for the Indianapolis Colts.
What about Mike McCarthy?
I know. I'm just saying. All right. For those of you who are listening, all three, four of you.
No, 20 people are subscribing right now.
20 people? Are you serious?
I can't believe it myself.
I think
my dad went on different computers and, like, libraries.
It must be. And my dad's
subscribed
friend.
Subscribed them to iTunes.
Anyway, for those of you listening, Corey and I have this ongoing debate about the keeping of three quarterbacks, especially as it pertains
to this
Packer team.
I just think that that third guy learns from the other two guys, and on that rare scenario, there are scenarios. The quarterback is the most important person on the team.
Obviously.
There is no doubt. And the second guy is far, 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 far away.
Far away. No matter what
position. And on different teams, the second guy is a different position.
I agree. I totally agree. However,
It's your Brian Urlacher, it's your middle linebacker position. Right, sometimes it's your receiver. Sometimes it's your running back.
I absolutely agree.
Sometimes it's even an offensive lineman.
I could not agree more. However,
so having three dudes is kind of important.
Looking at our team as it is right now, with Paul Thompson, as promising as he is, I think he could easily be stashed, make it through waivers, get stashed on the development.
Yeah, with the way it is. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if he goes through waivers, he's still got to cross all other 31 teams before he can get on the practice squad.
No one signed him after the draft.
No, I hear you.
We were the only team that was interested.
He's pretty good, though.
I agree.
I've seen last year. I mean, you see our third string quarterbacks always suck.
They have in the last couple years.
They look horrible in the preseason.
And that's my point. Look at Ingle Martin. I mean, this kid has not progressed in any way, shape, or form.
There you go. And Thompson's like running around. He's throwing over two guys. So, he's not throwing in the triple coverage and threading the needle like Brett is.
Cut Martin. Put Thompson on the practice squad. Run with two guys. You got Favre and Rodgers. And then you open up another roster spot.
Mike McCarthy said that he's going to go with he's leaning, as of yesterday night, was leaning towards Ingle Martin. Mean anything.
We'll see.
Whatever.
Thompson may have blown his chance there. But okay, so the third and fourth quarter, notwithstanding, what about the first and second quarter?
Yeah, James Jones. I got to see that sick catch he had.
How about
the
James
touchdown?
Jones?
I mean,
James Jones, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stand how much I love this kid. He's
we have
looking
a quote
great.
Later. Favre's comparing him. Oh, we're going to listen to that in a little bit.
To Sterling Sharpe. Yeah, he does compare him to Sterling Sharpe. I think.
I don't know if I go that far.
But
I'm not Brett
me.
Favre. Hey, I'm
you're
not
Brett.
Brett
Favre.
I am definitely
not Brett
Favre. Brett.
I mean, the whole first offense in general looked fantastic, I thought. I mean, it's just night and day. Night and day. And everyone wants to say about the game that we didn't, they didn't play their tackles. Matt Hasselbeck didn't play.
But their
blah,
defense
blah,
played.
Blah, blah, blah. That's fine. That's great.
Yeah, their
defense
was there.
But their defense suited up all their starters.
Yeah, that's true.
And we destroyed them. And we marched it up and down the field.
But it's only the preseason. It is, as Brett has said in our intro.
Back to James Jones. I love Jones, and that catch was ridiculous. Unreal. And you know what I love? He doesn't fall into that lazy. He was interviewed in the locker room afterwards, and he didn't fall into that lazy. It's all because of God. You know, I just want to thank the Lord. Give me
Although
strength.
God is great.
He didn't reach for a cliche. You know, he was asked. The reporter asked him, was it just God-given ability that produced the amazing catch? And here's what he said.
Oh, no, that's just repetition. And, you know, I mean, we catch a lot of fade balls in practice. You know what I mean? Coach tells us about putting ourselves in between the man and the ball. You know what I mean? So that was just, you know, repetition. And, you know, I seen the ball in the air, so I tried to get my body in position where I could catch it, and it worked out for us and, you know, got us the first down.
And here's what Favre had to say about his new weapon.
Well, James has probably as good a hands as anyone on our football team. He's not overly fast. He reminds me a lot of Sterling Sharp in that he's a physical receiver. He's not going to blow you away with his speed, but he runs very good routes. He's knowledgeable of the game. And as you saw in this past week's game, when the ball was thrown his way, he made plays.
Let's talk about a guy who's not going to blow you away with the speed as well, but he may blow you up.
Atari Bigby?
Atari Bigby. I like that name, by the way.
Love that name. I love the way he plays. Oh, that kid looks
Yeah, he was
sick
blowing people
Saturday
up
night.
In the third and fourth quarter. He really was. I only saw the game in third and fourth quarter, so.
He was blowing people up in the first and second
I
quarter.
I thought Charles Pepper did a really good. I mean, Charles Pepper, Jarrett Bush. I like these moves. The I like that McCarthy's making these moves early. You know,
getting guys on the field, making plays, flying around. I mean, there was that one horrible play to Burleson that I would rather forget. But Seneca Wallace threw a pass that had no business being thrown in an NFL game. Should have been picked off, but we won't.
But
well,
the thing
that.
I like about it, here's the thing. Every year it seemed like we were like, it was a committee of safeties, and whoever screwed up the least got the job.
Was starting.
And exactly. That's who they made the starter. I mean, I
hear you.
At least it's push Atari Bigby up. He's got the most upside.
Exactly.
We'll talk about this. Screw the upside. There's the whole, like, the McGinn article about
the
anonymous
thing.
Source.
It's one thing where I'm kind of saying to myself, am I just crazy? I mean, the Bear game last year is a perfect example. The last game of the year where we're up 23-0. Emmanuel, like, bites on a play fake. And the Greasy throws a touchdown. You're biting on a play fake? It's 23-0. What are you doing? You know, but here's something I found kind of buried in this article. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have read it, but it's really innocuous in the middle of nowhere. Here's the text. A source close to the situation said cornerbacks Al Harris and Charles Woodson had been lobbying the coaches for Bigby to replace Manuel, a player whom they apparently no longer trusted.
Ouch.
I mean, thank goodness.
Wow.
I'm just glad that I'm
That's
A,
some big
not going
stuff
crazy,
right there.
And B, that somebody said something. I mean, when your starting corners go up and say, Coach.
He might not even make the team.
He's not working. I know. I wrote that the other
that's
day.
That's what's
I
really
think,
weird. I mean, that's
I
sort of bizarre. But I do like that. Look,
I don't see
in the Sherman era, though,
we would keep him. Not only would we keep him, we'd start him. We'd hold on to him.
Oh, yeah. He'd be starting right now.
Every second we could.
So let's talk about.
Speaking of Mike Sherman. Speaking of the Mike
this
Sherman
is
going to
be a little
era.
Mike Sherman. Look, and I. Well, let's not go there.
We'll
talk about Mike Sherman later. But one thing, there's been a major, major milestone reached.
Ladies and gentlemen.
In Packer history.
Packer Nation.
Packer Nation.
Get on your feet.
The 2001 draft class has finally been flushed.
Left the building.
Down the toilet.
Ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
Wow, it was a stinker too, people.
Oh my god.
Let's
goodness.
Read this. Here we go.
So
we got a poll.
We have a poll up at cheeseheadtv.com.
Okay. Who hurt the Packers most from the 2001 draft class? Number one, Jamal.
Too small.
Reynolds. Number two, Robert Ferguson. Number three, Bao Zhu. Number four, Torrance Marshall.
Who, may I just remind those listening, when drafted, said the Packers in the third round. Usually you find copper in the third round. The Packers found gold.
Oh, yeah, they did. There's gold in them hills. Number five, Bill Ferrario.
Yeah, right.
Who?
Exactly.
And number six, rounding out the Aaron Nagler. I really like this kid every year because he shows me flashes of brilliance, but he gets injured after the second game.
Oh, no.
David Martin.
David, I'm always hurt, Martin. David, thank you. Hey, enjoy Miami.
Miami.
Have fun in South Beach.
You're welcome. Minnesota.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Robert Ferguson, he wants to be a Purple Peopler. Fine.
What was
you know
that?
What
no, was yeah. that you found about Robert Ferguson?
Yeah, well, first off, there's the whole thing about how you were saying how he went to Houston.
First. Oh, that's right. That's right. He did go to Houston.
He went to Houston before he went to the Vikings.
We cut him.
See, I didn't realize we cut him.
Thank you, Ted Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we cut him.
That's pretty. That's bold.
Thank you.
That's bold.
Thank you, Ted.
In Mike Sherman's day, there's no way.
Never would have happened. He loved that kid.
No.
Which is why. No, because this is the thing. He flies down. Okay, first he gets cut. Then he goes to Minnesota, and they work him out, and they're like, you could be the number one wide receiver in Minnesota. And he goes, okay. But y'all suck, so I'm going to go someplace else. And so he goes down to Houston, where Mike Sherman
they
is now the assistant head coach.
Oh,
and he's
Minnesota.
Like, okay, coach, what you got for me? And this is what Gary Kubiak says. And I thought, you corrected me on this. The coach said, we'll put you on the scout team.
On the scout
I thought they were
going
to try and put him on the practice squad, but you can't do that with
someone. Yeah. He's a veteran.
How many years he's put in
the
league.
On the scout team,
but
no less.
He says, we'll put you on the scout team. We'll see how you do, and then maybe we'll bring you out. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to be the number one wide receiver when I step in the door in Minnesota. So I'll
wow.
see you.
That says
Are
so
you
much, though.
Kidding
Here's
me?
A kid who couldn't be the number five receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
No. Or the number six receiver for the Houston Texans.
And yet he can
be the
starter.
He's
going to
be the number one receiver.
Number one,
well,
maybe.
Well, I don't know. Wait.
Maybe.
He's got to beat up Bobby Wade. He's got to beat up Bobby Wade. Let's
wow.
just hold our horses
Maybe he'll
here.
Do better in a dome. Maybe Darren will show him the ropes.
Oh, gosh. Darren. He's
so,
dead to me. They're both dead to
let's
me.
Let's talk about somebody who's almost dead to me, and he just became a Packer.
Oh, I know
and
where
I
you're
just
going.
Saw it in
I know where
blog.
You're going. I know where you're going.
But before I do that, wait. Robert Ferguson.
Yeah?
Okay. I was thinking about, hey, where is he in the all-time? For Green Bay Packer history.
Yikes.
So I looked at individual receiving yards, okay?
Oh, no.
Robert Ferguson, how many individual receiving, like, accolades, records do you think he has?
I shudder to think.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah, that's about where I thought he
okay,
might be.
Double D,
yeah.
He was taken in the second round in 2001. Right. Thank you, taking out the trash. Donald Driver drafted...
Double D!
Seventh round, a year earlier.
Seventh round
A year
pick.
Earlier. So in 1 year he was able to get 19. That's most receptions in a year, one time. That's all these different accolades.
He's on the lists 19
times.
Seventh round pick.
Wow.
All heart.
And he's Luke Laga's size.
Luke Laga's size.
Well, not anymore.
Well, he
has a lot more muscle.
When Luke Laga, before Luke Laga became a father and let it all go to his stomach. And,
so,
you know.
Going back to, okay, Robert Ferguson go to the Vikings. I would love nothing more than if Justin Harrell was worth a second round pick right now.
You know,
I would trade for him.
You were crazy.
I would give if you gave me a second round pick.
I don't mind trading a defensive tackle, but not Justin Harrell.
It's true, and that might happen. Although
Did you see this? They're saying he may actually be a healthy game day scratch opening day against the Eagles. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Someone's got to kick this kid in
Didn't
the
they say the same kind of stuff when Tony Mandrich was
I
on our team?
I don't even want to think about it.
Weren't
but
they
no,
saying the same
but,
kind of stuff?
But,
I'm not getting... I'm getting a little... I'm being hyperbolic a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, you are. But I understand it. And I... You know, the feeling... I totally agree.
When you
I
can't
got
beat,
feeling.
You said it. When you can't beat Travis LeFou.
Travis
LeFou is not going to be on our team.
No. No, and you can't beat him.
And I'm not knocking you, Travis.
I love you, Travis.
Yeah,
Travis,
I'm not knocking you. I hope so.
Come to New York.
Yeah,
we'll hang out.
Yeah, we'll take you out for
we'll
drinks.
We'll show you the town.
We'll get an interview.
Take,
and how
please.
And how
and
you
how,
beat Justin Harrell.
How easy it was to hold off Justin Harrell.
Yeah, I
want to
know about
drill.
It.
But having said all that, I don't mind the idea of trading a defensive tackle. Now, especially now, we got Corey Williams tearing it up. We got Johnny Jolly tearing it up. We got Ryan Pickett. We got Colin Cole.
It's good to have depth, though.
I agree. And
ultimate
so does
depth.
Ted Thompson. So
yeah,
does
let's,
Ted Thompson.
Let's listen to his interview he had August 20th.
Historically speaking, if you have good big men, you try to hang on to those good big men because they're hard to find if you get hurt later on.
You know, listening to Ted Thompson in a press conference is like watching paint dry.
I'm so bored when I
mean,
I hear him talk.
Oh,
I fall asleep.
Go ahead. Go to Packers.com.
Okay.
Just pick a random Random audio.
Okay.
Just
I got it.
Some clip.
Here we go. Here, right, let's play this.
He has told you that young guys can come in and play right away. I think it's just a matter of natural running instincts and all the ingredients that make up a running back. If you're a good running back in high school, if you have those qualities, it should transcend to college and then on to pros.
That's the point. You gotta think of these poor guys who have to go into this auditorium every day at Packer headquarters and listen to this.
I don't feel that bad for them.
Day.
Fundamentals.
I
kind of
do. I understand that.
I mean, they get their
catnap. The Packers. The big
people. Wait, stop. Wait. I had to turn that off.
That was ridiculous. Every day.
Wow. And now when I try to get quotes for the show, and it takes like, I mean,
5 hours, because
and
it's so
I fall asleep, and then I wake up again, and I'm like, oh, what did he say?
No, I pity people who cover the pack. Although, you know, but
I don't pity them. They make money, and they have a good job.
Speaking
I'd like that job
of covering the Packers, I read as much Packer information as I can, obviously. However, I came across a website this week that I was...
Railbirdcentral.com?
I was pretty impressed. I was very impressed with them.
Except for one article.
However. However.
Yeah, tell me
I'm
about
not
this.
Sure of the author's name. Hopefully he can correct me.
It's all good. He will.
Brian Caravau or Caravu or Caravu.
We're
whatever.
Sorry, but
whatever your last name is, Brian, please email us or call us and
give
us
the
know.
Phonetic spelling.
but here's what Brian thinks. The headline is Packers could keep two kickers. Brian, you are insane.
wait. That is
not happening.
I mean, there's no way on God's green earth. In fact, I think Bob McGinn, somebody at PackersNews.com at the Green Bay Press Gazette actually asked Mike Stock, so what about keeping two kickers? And Mike Stock like shook his head and said, don't even go there.
Wow.
Because it's never going to happen.
No. They're probably going to, if it's tied up, they're probably going to go with Crosby.
I agree. I think they should go with Crosby. I just think
if
they
it's
should.
Tied up. If Rainer starts kicking his butt, though.
Right. But
Rainer's got a big leg, man.
Listeners, I want to stress this. Railbirdcentral.com is an excellent.
Yeah, we're not knocking it.
Site.
Although we want to start a battle with you.
We do. Another cage match, as it were. But no. I'm serious. They have excellent. Their work is great. They are currently doing a breakdown of the roster, which I think is superb. Every day they do a new series, or maybe two. But I highly recommend it. However, Brian, you're out of your mind if you think we're keeping two kickers.
Well, speaking of out of your mind, that game tomorrow night better I'd be out of your mind.
I want to see Atari Bigby blowing people up.
Yeah, I
want to
see some more James Jones. I want to
see Brandon Jackson break a long run.
Yeah,
that'd
be nice.
That's what I want.
A little cutback and then I'm gone. See, I got some
burners. And I want to keep seeing our defense kill people on offense.
That would be nice.
But other than that, I just want everybody to be healthy, and I want to score 48 points again.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed our latest attempt at Packer punditry here at Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.